The subtitle is Mastering Your Mouth or Your Tongue. Mastering Your Mouth or Your Tongue. And like I just said, there's nothing new under the sun. So we are going to continue to train you. See, the Word of God, especially in the New Testament, is nothing but training for reigning. And like I said, you can sit here and let play with the devil if you want to and become a statistic. Glory to God, a victim instead of a victor. And you got to understand that we are going to, we're going to continue to train you until you get skillful. Skillful, you know, it's kind of like when I first learned how to drive. You know, they tell you put both hands on the wheel and you know all of y'all don't do that now, but I ain't going to go there. But when you are master something, you are skillful in it. Listen to what I'm saying. They can put you in any environment and you can cause that to happen, what you need to do. Because this is not like some people in the church, they get hit an accidental miracle every now and then. This is knowing how to effectively make this happen all the time. Amen? Amen. So in order for the masteries, you know, we talked and we told you several weeks ago, and we're going to say it again, this is not for cowards. You know, if you're a coward, you know, or anyway, we are saying the master is to become skillful. You need to learn the right, when you are a master, let me say that, you have earned the right to receive and to operate in the power of God. Because as we said last week, we went to St. John 1 and 12. He talks about as many as receive him, to them gave he what? Power to become the sons of God. Now that's whether you're a woman or a man, that word that God will work in you. But you know, he said as many as received him. And he is not just talking about confessing Jesus. He's talking about receiving everything that he's trying to put in you.
Amen. All right. Amen.
It will give you power to operate on another level.
Yes, it will.
Now you know that the devil is going to be sitting there trying to uproot it out of you.
Right.
You know. So you have to be determined to make this work in your life.
Amen.
You got to want this.
Mm-hmm.
When you want this, ain't nobody got to beg you, probe you, push you. Come on here. Mm-hmm. You know, I got some people, I'm not calling this other six half of the year because you already know where we at, you know? And you've been in that can redo this all the time. You got to stay in here where you can really capture what God is saying, you know, and everything. He say to them, he give them power to become the sons of God. Whether you are a woman or a man, you will get the power to operate on a God level. Because we said in the beginning was the Word.
Mm-hmm.
The Word was what?
With God. God.
And the Word what?
Was God. God.
So when you put enough of the Word down on the inside,
yeah,
when you need it, it's going to be God over whatever you come up against on the outside. Hallelujah. You ain't no kind of way you can skip this. You know what I'm saying? People want this quick, fast, and in a hurry. Let me hurry up. Some people don't even want to come to this church. They're like, well, what time y'all get out?
Sure will.
Well, ooh, if we ain't out in 45 minutes to an hour, we going somewhere else. You don't have your eye on what you really need. Amen. Amen. And you got to understand. Now listen to what I'm saying, because this is very valuable. When you out there in the world trying to obtain something, you realize you got to work with that schedule.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Am I right about it?
Yes.
You know, you don't try to adjust them people to you. You adjust to them.
Right. You're right.
They say be on job at this time. If they say this class started this, even online, don't be on there. They're going to go on without you.
You're right.
Am I telling the truth? But then when it comes down to the things of God, we want to be picky. We want to do this. We want to think we can just do it any kind of way, you know, and you're going to pay for that.
Amen.
God's word, his power, being aggressive in this word and in his power is greater than anything else out there. Glory to God. So you got to earn the right to be skillful and masters at what you're doing. You're not going to do it. Because when the pressure get on, they're going to run.
That's right.
They're going to run.
Yes, they are.
Because with the word comes what?
Persecution.
You're going to have persecution. So you're going to have to learn how to obtain and then maintain.
All right.
It's going to come with persecution. And if you're a coward, you want to run somewhere else where they got to prophesy everything to you. Mm-hmm. You got to have a and nothing wrong with a prophetic word. But you need to be taught. So it ain't nobody around you.
Ah.
Hallelujah. You know what to do. You become skillful at this thing.
Oh, I'm not under that.
Glory to God. Nobody got to keep laying hands on you to get finances. You're going to learn when you do get them what to do with them. You're going to step into that supernatural and you're going to learn. God is going to show you what to do.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. And I'm not backing up because of how things look. Glory to God. This thing grab a hold of me. Hallelujah. You can't be a coward. You know, half breeds.
Well,
do the half of the time we're doing the word, the other half of the time we're not. And we want to stand up like we really got it made. Like I know more than you, but I don't see nothing what you saying producing itself. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. It was like when I was in San Antonio last year. These, now I ain't got nothing against them. They doing what some of us need to do. Knock on the door. What you call them?
Jehovah's
Witnesses. And they, you know, they had three of them. And they gonna challenge me. But when I finished, they was ready to go.
That's what they do.
Because see, this is in me. This ain't something I'm playing. This is not something that you can overpower me with. Glory to God. And all of a sudden, I drop what I know. I know what I know is working.
Yeah.
If it don't work for nobody else, it's working. Just since we here today, I looked in my purse and I forgot to put my check in the bank. So at the end of the day, I'm going to have two checks to deposit. Glory to God. Woo! Because God is so good. He has taught me how to operate in spiritual, financial things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, you're missing out. Hallelujah. You're missing out. Glory to God. He said, hallelujah, cowards are not going to stay in here. Half-breeds, come on here, they're going to get mad.
Mm-hmm.
Pretenders will not be able to defend nothing.
My Lord.
This is for those who want to walk in the supernatural power of God.
Mm-hmm.
That labor they can produce the manifestation.
Yeah.
Let's go to Hebrews 5 in the New Testament. Glory to God. I love him today. I praise him today. I honor him today. And I ain't waiting on nobody. Hallelujah. This is just like, you ever ate something juicy and the juice just coming down? You better get you some napkins. The juice be coming down your mouth. It be so good. It's good to my soul today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. From Hebrews. The 5th chapter, we're going to start at the 12th. For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. He's talking about the principles of the word of God. And are become such as have need of milk. You cannot go into the marketplace weak on milk. Okay? You cannot defeat and defend and take on milk. Now you need to start on milk. Amen. But you cannot, when it comes time to go out there in the world by yourself, you're gonna have to have this rooted and grounded on the inside. Because Satan gonna send everybody he can. You know, and everything. We can't be around folks all the time.
Your
mother not going to, I'm just using you, sister. Be around you all the time. So, y'all young people, you're going to have to do this here. You're going to have to start working this word now so that you know it work.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Glory to God. So, he said, you know, don't, if some saints come to church, it's like you got to reteach them again.
All the time.
You know why? Because when they leave out of God's word, leave out of here, They go back into that environment, and the environment overtakes them. So that's why he said you got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's why you got to take this word serious. You know, I'm not up here just, you know, doing this here. I'm up here so that you can get something put in you. And while I'm going to tell you something, whether you get it put in you or not, I'm going to put it in me.
Right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as I get it in me, it is teaching me how to get things out of my life and line some things up. You know, every now and then you got to do a spray of cleaning. You know,
right.
You got to get in your life and do a cleaning. Who I need to stop hanging around right now? Yes. What conversation I need to cut short?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. See, we're not thinking about the masteries, getting strong in God. We're just thinking about when we leave out of here, we want to go back to our regular life. But if you keep doing the same things, you're going to keep getting the same results. And this word will just go through one of your ears and come out the other. And it's not going to do you any good. But it's here for you to use it.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Hallelujah. So he says again, let's start in 12 again. For when the time, for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. The principles, the kingdom principles of the word of God. We in Hebrews 5 and 12. And are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. I can't keep putting a bottle in somebody's mouth that's been here under the word for 3 or 4 years. You ought to have been and got the bottle, the tit, and everything else out of your mouth. It's time for strong meat. It's time to get your feelings off your shoulder. If I say something you don't like, say, oh, that's probably I needed it. You know, God is, he's doing something in me. Amen. Hallelujah. And he got to tear you down before he build you up. Glory to God. Because you are supposed to go out into the marketplace and shine your light. Hallelujah. And you know, where do we get our wealth from? The wealth of the what?
Sinner.
You lay up for the just. I don't be around nobody cussing. I don't be around nobody fussing. If you your light shining, they're going to say, oh, I'm sorry. I ain't going to say that anymore.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. But see, you just want to go back out there, run out there, and just want to compete with the sinner folks. We're not in competition. We bringing a light that will shine. Glory to God. That's going to show we're going to overcome you. You're not going to overcome us. When we come on this job, we're binding up every demon, glory to God, from this side. Everything that can come in my jurisdiction, I'm shutting it down and I'm locking it down.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Satan is not going to have his way. He's going to do it the way the word say. Because I'm going to stand on that word. You know, I thought about today, I had an incident that came up in my life recently where I was hiring somebody to do a work and they just, the devil wanted to say they just stole the money. Because, you know, what I paid them, God is not telling me to take them to court or anything for it. So, you know, and I was preaching on the 6 o'clock service, Don't Look Back.
Right.
And the Lord said, look, let that thing go.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Don't get mad, sad, or bad about it. Just let it go.
Let it go.
Hallelujah. And then he turned around and said, turn it into a seed. Mm-hmm. See, the devil, he thought he was stealing, but I turned that thing into a seed. And what happens when you put seeds out there? You get you, it'll grow and bring it back a return.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to show you. You think I'm going to get mad and upset about it and keep going back visiting that? I'm going to, when I visit, I'm going to say, look at that seed I got out there.
Right.
Hallelujah. Waiting for my return.
Yeah.
See, when you mature, when you get skillful, you learn to not let the devil take you where he want to. You know, some people, all they talk about, look at what they did to me. Look at what happened. Look at what. Forget about that.
Amen.
Cast the care of that on God.
Yes.
And move forward.
Yeah, move forward.
Hallelujah. Glory. I ain't got time to keep visiting that.
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah. If I do, like I said, I'm going to see it as a seed, not something that was stolen.
All right.
And God going to see that I get it back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I believe that with all my heart.
Amen.
Now, we said I was our subject, we're still talking about preparing for the masteries, mm-hmm. but our subtitle is Mastering Your Mouth, Your Tongue. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. No. Glory to God. See, for years, saints went to church, but they didn't do this. They didn't grow into these things. We're going to go and say hallelujah and da-da-da-da-da and go right back and speak weak.
Right.
And speak against the word of God. So we have to labor for the supernatural, to walk in the supernatural power of God. That it labors, you know, for us, for the manifestation. And we said last week, I'm going to go back and repeat that. He said, you got to be calm. For them that receive what I'm telling them, to them he's going to give them power to become sons and daughters of God, and you're going to be transformed. Hallelujah. Glory to God with the word of God. So Hebrews 5 and 12, we was reading, let's read 13. For everyone that use it, now you see the TH, continue to use milk, is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Care how old you are, still a babe, still cry every time somebody say something, do something. Hallelujah. God will put you sometime in places where, you know, you got to learn to adapt and not get all upset every time something happens. First thing I do is look at myself. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he said, if you, you know, using milk, you unskillful in the word of God, in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. 14. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You know, something could be good to you, sound good to you, but it ain't good for you. I was talking to somebody the other day, and we was talking about financial situation. And, you know, I don't put myself in everything. I have to pray, glory to God, because in order for me to walk in a certain anointing, you can't get yourself all tied up and messed up. Amen?
Right.
So, you know, you need to want strong meat. Mm-hmm. You need to, because it's going to cause you to grow up, amen, and not be so, you know, offensive or so, you know, like we were saying, if somebody look at you, everybody looking, maybe they don't like me, I don't care. You know, I'm not going to take that. I'm not going to hate somebody. Like I said, what this man did, you know, I could get mad, sad. I still send him the word of wisdom. You know, the devil said, y'all let that demon go and don't. I wouldn't send that devil nothing.
Let him burn.
But you know why I do it? For me, not for him.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
To let me know I'm not going to let you offend me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. Amen.
And that's what happens in your life. When you grow up, mm-hmm. you don't park at your pain. Mm-hmm. You don't stop at your tragedies. Mm-hmm. You don't be easily convinced of different things. You learn, glory to God, to mature.
Oh, yeah.
And to do what you need to do. Hallelujah. That's just like going on a job. If they hire you to do something, don't come in there with your ideas unless
Amen.
You talk to them people. Do
there
what
you
they
go.
Tell you to do.
There you go.
They're paying you for doing what they tell you to do. You know what I'm saying? Don't get with somebody talking about, we don't do all of that. Well, that's you. I'm working, but I'm working for God.
Amen.
To let them see the glory of God on the inside of me. And when it's time for me to get my money, God gonna make them do right by me. Because I did what? I sowed seeds of doing right by them.
Right.
Hallelujah. I'm not gonna be influenced. Amen. But we're still talking about mastering your mouth. Mm-hmm. You gotta learn to master your mouth. There are things, like we said, that you must learn to operate in. Mm-hmm. So we must grow and mature. And be transformed. You got to be transformed. Be not the same as this world.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And you don't let anybody. First, you got to sell out. God said, if any man come behind me, you know, you got to die out to yourself and your desires and let God's word begin to create in you. You know, somebody was trying to get me to do something that wasn't wrong, wasn't right. And I was in a sticky situation because I needed some money real bad. But I told them, I looked them in the eye, I said, you can't buy out what's sold out. I refused to go there. I just refused to go there. And the next day, a check came in the mail to cover what I needed. Said, well, they would have came anyway. I don't know. You think that, but I think because I obey God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. So you have to mature in the things of God and be transformed into the position and person that the power of God can flow through.
Yes.
You know, we know, I say it's nothing new under the sun. We talked about Joshua 1 and Psalms 1. You got to meditate in that word. So that word will be bigger than your circumstances that will come up. Well, I ain't got time to do that. Well, if you got time to go to sleep and eat and talk on the phone, you got time to do that.
Amen.
You got to find the time. If I got to let something else go in my life, do you hear what I'm saying? Okay. It's nothing more important than putting this word inside of you. Because we said in the beginning was the what?
Word.
And the word was with
God.
And the word what? Is God.
Yes.
So when you put that word and you come across a circumstance, say, I got a God that's bigger than you.
That's right.
I got something in me. That's why he said, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. I know. I don't get scared. I don't let the circumstance take me in places I don't need to go. I got something that I deliberately and deposited in my spirit man that's bigger than what's coming against me. And I know how to pull it out and use it. You know, if you know that you have a savings or a checking account, you've deposited a certain amount of money in there, you're not concerned if you need some tires or something. Glory to God. You know you got the money in there to take care of that.
Amen.
So whatever problem come up, you know, you got to be. And when you use that word, go back and get some more.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you use your groceries up, what you do? Go back to the grocery store. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Look at Proverbs 18, Old Testament. Hallelujah, Jesus. God will make it so plain. Now, if you don't get this here, you just don't want it. You know, you got to become a doer, the Bible says, of the word. We're talking about from the subtitle, mastering your mouth or your tongue. You can't just go around saying whatever you want to say. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. 18 and 21, hallelujah, says death. You hear what I'm saying? Now, death don't just mean somebody come and shoot you or stab you. Death is a process that could go on. You got the living, you know, you seen that movie, The Living Dead, when they be advertising and people walking around, they dead. And you got living deads running around here now because they're on a death cycle. At the way they're doing their lives and the people they're hanging around and, you know, they're in a death cycle. They're not in a progressive life cycle. Glory to God. And Satan want to keep you on that death cycle. And I'm going to tell you something else. You got to watch people because they can see something in you. And they'll be trying to pull you, keep you on that level where they're at. You know, now they want you when they need prayer. But when other than that, when come to church, oh, I don't feel like it. You feel like going to the doctor when you got to go. Whether you feel like it or not, you go.
You go.
You know what I'm saying? And you take that medication. How many times he said, how come you can't get the word, which is medicine for your body? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he said, first he said, death and life are in the power of the tongue.
There it is.
And they that love it shall eat of the fruit thereof. It's going to produce a fruit, death fruit. Hallelujah. There are things that we must learn how to operate in. So we must grow, like I said, and mature and be transformed into the person or the power of God. There is a significant impact in the power of the tongue. Significant impact.
Mm-hmm.
You can't walk around here saying what you want to say.
You can't do it.
And whether you believe it or not, your environment forms your words. Yeah. If you just hang around people that throw slangs around, you know, joking and jesting, we are cutting that out in our lives. Now, there's some things to be joyful. We're going to talk about next week, mastering the joy. But there, God gives us joy, but it's nothing funny about some things that come out of our mouth, joking and jesting. You got to cut that out. You got to cut it out. I don't care if you was the biggest clown there was. You got to cut it out.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Your tongue has a significant impact in the power. It's in the power of the tongue. Your words can bring about negative or positive consequences.
Yeah.
Your words that you use, mm-hmm. negative or positive, even if you believe God, you're a believer. Thank you for sitting here this morning. And you go around saying, oh, I don't have enough money. Oh, I can't pay this bill. You shortening the power of God. You got to say, God, you said you are my shepherd.
Yeah.
See, you got to apply that word. Just keep applying the word and learn how to do it every day. So that when trouble come or shortage come, you got to talk to the shortage. Mm-hmm. You got to, you know, I don't care. I've been saying this for years. I talk to my body. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give myself a facelift. I don't want to go through no. Hallelujah. I say, Lord, you tighten up this skin. If gravity can bring it down, you can bring it back up. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thicken my hair. Strengthen my teeth. Strengthen my bones. The older we get, the stronger we get. He said you're going to have what you say. When that word get down inside of you, and you really believe it, glory to God, you ain't playing with it. See, if you playing with something, you might say maybe for a month or 2 months, then you go right back to talking. They're going to call, well, how you feel? I don't walk by how I feel.
Right.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Your mouth, your tongue, the words that come out. And don't let it, I'm a preacher today, so y'all might well just, Don't let getting around some relatives or somebody you feel pitiful for, then you want to give them a pitiful word instead of giving the right word. You know, you want to play with folks. This is not to play with. Amen. I don't care who it is. You want to put something in them, put the word of God on them and in them. I don't stray away from the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I'm going to keep saying that till it becomes the real, strongest reality. Your words can bring about negative or positive consequences, both for yourself and for others.
Amen.
As my husband and I are riding down the road, sometimes we see things almost cause a wreck. You know, I stop looking. Oh, they're going to get in the wreck. I say, Father, I bind that up in the name. I don't care who it is. I quit speaking the negative side of stuff. You know, I'm training my tongue to use the power from within. And not just say what it say because of what it see and what it hear on the outside. This has to be a consistent thing that you do. This is a lifestyle. This is not something we playing with. Our words, you know, you got to understand your tongue was put in your mouth for the power to direct things, to destroy things, or to delight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's all in how you use it. Now, as you continue to meditate in the word, glory to God, it's going to put in you what you want to pull out of you. Yeah. Amen. You know when you try, you know when y'all, some of y'all haven't tried yet, but that's okay. When I was trying to quit cussing, because where I come from, that was a way of life. You get in Louisiana, you cuss as soon as you come out the church. Cuss in the church. So, and then you're around other cusses, so they don't think nothing of it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when I worked on stopping to do that, you know, I could get my toe or something. I ain't going to say what I used to say. You know, blankety blank, blank, blank. And then you say, oh, forgive me. I had to work on it.
Right.
You got to work on yourself. Because you're not going to get all of the cusses out your way. You know, you got to work on yourself to be stronger then the people about you are stronger than how you used to be. That new man, we said, got to come out. You got to become, like we said last week, the new man. So that your tongue will direct things. And if it's something that get in my way, it's going to destroy it. Hallelujah. If you tell cancer, you ain't going to take me out. You're not even in my covenant. You got nothing to do with my body. And I shut you down in the name of Jesus. And you keep speaking to it and saying, you're not going to come in my body. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Can I say something without y'all getting offended? I don't care who you killed in my family. I don't care what was passed down. I refuse to let it be a part of my life. The buck gonna stop right here. Haba, sidaba, sish. You gotta do it daily, just like you eat your food and you eat to strengthen your physical body. You got to say it daily to strengthen your life. You can't sit around there and play Lil Sally Walker. You better put something on that devil. You better speak to your body. You better speak and tell cancer, you can't come here because you're not a part of my covenant. And he, God, you promised to take sickness and disease away from me. And I don't care how much you love God. If you don't put that word to work, you will be a statistic.
You're right about it.
I got to be strong with this. Hallelujah, Jesus. Life or death is in the power of the tongue. Mm-hmm. You keep talking, death talk, you're going to have it.
Amen.
And then when you go to the doctor and hear the circumstances, say, I refuse that. If you got to take your medication, take it, say, but I refuse that. And you got to tell, even if you got to take a pill for, what's the most common thing that's among us?
High blood pressure.
Diabetes. You got to tell diabetes, go back to the pits of hell. You're not a part of my body.
Amen.
You don't operate in my body. And say, well, it's still happening. Act like you got to take it, do it. When you speaking to it, you got to work on that thing. Amen. Say, you're not coming. No. I won't have it. Hiya. He the basish. Glory to God. Take that tongue and use it. It is the medicine for your body. Yeah. It's what changes your world. It's what creates your world. Your tongue, how you use it. You don't say whatever come to your mind. You don't even say what other folks say. You know, not considering what they are releasing. Jesting and joking and playing with words. I told you, me and my husband, we've been practicing this. You know, we don't talk about folks like we used to. We don't say, boy, if they don't finish doing that, they're going to kill themselves. We don't let that come out of our mouth no more.
Thank you.
You curse your own children. Yeah, they out there doing some of everything. I say, God, you brought us in. You bringing them in.
Yeah.
You saved us. You saving them. I don't care what it looked like. Hiya! You got power to pull them out of it.
Yes.
And I see them in church saved, sanctified with the gift of the Holy Ghost. If I got to use my tongue, I'm not going to use it to curse. I'm going to use it to bless.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Ooh, that child keep going out there. They're going to get sick. They're going to die. I'm not going to say that. I say, I'm not going to say that anymore.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to understand what you're releasing when you open up your mouth and say words. Don't say all them slang words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a lot of slangs we used to say. Yeah, you can do bad by yourself. I ain't gonna do bad by myself or with somebody. You know, just things that you hear.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying things that you hear people say. Better think about what you say before you say it, because whatever you release out of your mouth is starting something. And if you forget, cancel it and then get back on the word. Say, Lord, I cancel that. Cut it off. Cancel it. Having or leaving the power. You got to stop joking and jesting and going along with people just because you want to act like be on their level. I ain't trying to be on their level. Having or leaving the power, you leave the power of God through speaking those words.
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing that the power is released through words, through your words. You just playing. It ain't time. This thing is too serious to play with.
It really is.
It's just too serious, you right. know? He done told you life and death is in the power of the words. So why you want to keep speaking death over yourself? You know, I used to go around saying, if I drink water, I'm going to gain weight. Ooh, I quit that one a long time ago.
Amen.
You got to sit down and see how you want to fix this thing. If y'all got the word of wisdom, when you go to God, you got to see what you really want. You got to decide the color, the size. You don't want to just say, send me anything. No. We want to be precise in this. Precision. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. If you just want to go to church so you can get out of here and go do what you want to do, you're going to be a victim.
Amen.
We in here for a reason.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You don't go to school and do all them classes and just say, it don't matter whether I graduate
come
or not.
On,
the devil
on.
Is
come
a lie.
On. You're so right.
When you come to a church, you need to learn how to master this word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go to, let me see if I'm through with this one here. So leave all of them slang talking and all of that stuff alone. And quit letting people overcome your emotions. And you end up saying what they saying. Like one time this preacher, oh, when I tell you he was up there, he was huffing and puffing. And he turned and looked at me because I wasn't saying nothing. He said, let somebody say amen. I said, when you say something, there's worthy to say amen too, I will. All of that trying to just get people, you know, you better tell them something. Now let's go to James. We're going back to the New Testament. This is the rock of our, what we're preaching on today. We're talking about mastering your mouth. We don't come to church just to sit on a pew. We don't give tithes not to get returns. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You're going to have to become that new man we said last week.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to learn to master this stuff. If anything get done, God going to do it through you.
Right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. James 3, verse 1. My brethren, Be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. Don't master in just anything. Master in the things that's going to bring the greatest reward to you. You know, some people mastered in cussing. Sometimes I can't
You're
think
right.
it in my mind to get it right to say it. Or mastered in, you know, certain things that's not adding nothing to you.
Right.
Don't do that. You know, you got some people, they're not trying to do better. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to go, they ain't heavenly minded now.
Amen.
So they're saying do things, and if you get around them, that feeling is gonna come to do the same thing that they're doing, but you got to stay from around them. I'm asking God now, trim me back down again. Take stuff out of my life that don't need to be in there again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Teach me how to, you know, navigate even my TV, even my eating patterns, you know, and everything. Because I mean this. And I know it's a place where you can say something and it'll happen like that. You know. James 3, and we said so too. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man. And able also to bridle the whole body. Now, he's not talking about, when he say a perfect man, that everything we do, just do it, touch it, it's perfect. He's talking about he's a matured man, and he know how to use his life and his words skillfully. As to not do, you know, not, some people just got a problem. They get offended, I don't care what you do. They don't think it's nothing. If they're not trying to fix them, they want to see you being the problem. But when I walk away from them, I want to know it wasn't me. It was you.
Amen. Amen and amen.
And so, 3, behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about the whole body just think a little stick, a bit.
Yes.
In a horse's mouth controls that whole big old body he has. So it don't matter. You got that word is the bit we got to put in our mouths that can control our bodies. We got to learn to think before we speak. We got to learn to, you know, sometimes don't just say yes to everybody. You know, think about that. Where you want to go to the mall, say, oh, yeah, okay. You better think about that thing. You don't know what's going to happen at the mall. You don't know what, you know, I haven't been going out too much. And I tell you, I could, that's what my checkbook looked at for me. It wasn't looking so good. Not on purpose, you know, but it's just something that's been happening. But I am streamlining what I spend and everything. But when I want something, I get it. So then he said, behold, you can put a little stick in a horse's mouth, and you can control their whole big body.
Yes.
He said, also, the ships, which though they be so great, are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listed, where who's turning it decided to go.
Right.
Now, a helm is something that's many times is smaller than a car steering wheel. You know, and that's just like that steering wheel takes tell that car which way to go.
Uh-huh.
But it's not telling it from the outside. It's telling it from the inside. You have determined your destination. My destination is not hell. My destination is not poverty. And my destination is not sickness. So I am going to turn that wheel with the word of God so that I get the manifestation that I want. Do y'all understand what
Amen.
I'm saying?
Yes.
And if you don't turn it, you can't control that big old car you in. Like I said, the helm is smaller than the wheel is smaller than a car. So it directs where you want to go and everything. Okay. And it also says 5, even so the tongue is a little member.
Help us, Jesus.
And boasted continually great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindling. Now, you know, kindling is like little pieces of wood or stuff you find. You put it in there to start the big fire. You burn that little stuff first and then it'll catch the big fire.
Mm-hmm.
So it's saying, you know, if you don't control the tongue, you may not think much of what you're saying. But it's kindling
yes.
something bigger than what it really is, what you can see.
Burn a fire.
It's going to tear it up, glory to God. And it started with your tongue. Say my tongue.
My tongue.
That's what it starts with. You got to learn to master that tongue, those words. Hallelujah. You know, God spoke something to me this morning. He said, don't open the door for the devil. It's something he can't get in till you start talking fear, doubt, unbelief, talking all that old weak stuff. He said, let the weak say I'm strong.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. But your body be trying to tell you stuff, and then you talk to people, and they talking weakness and doubt and unbelief, and the next thing you know, the devil that got control of your tongue, and you bringing it on you. Well, I didn't think y'all were going to shout me down today. That's all right. It's tight, but it's right. It's just a little member. And continue to boast big things.
Look at that.
I'm learning to watch what I tell people. Really, really watch it. And the tongue is a fire, a whirl of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members. That it defileth, TH continue to defile the whole body, and set it on fire, the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. That's one of the things that they lost. You know, the first thing that when Adam and Eve messed up and God said, where art thou, Adam? He started hiding.
Started lying.
And the first thing that he said, that woman you gave me, you know.
The blame
you gave me.
Yes.
I ain't gonna take the blame for this. You gave me. You wouldn't have given it to me. Come on now. Come on now. So he's telling you. This is how you lose your tongue. I don't care how much you love somebody, you don't let them take you outside of the word.
Jesus.
You pull them back in the word.
All right.
You don't do, well, if I don't do this, they'll get mad. Get mad! I got to obey God because somebody better be standing in the house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God telling you not to do this here. They telling us let's do this. No. And if you going to disobey God, go by yourself. I used to tell y'all all the time, if Ella go get on the roof and tell my, come on, I say, I'm going to call him. Y'all better come and put something down there because I ain't getting on no roof and jumping off with you.
And one of them jackets that hung.
When somebody say, what love got to do with it? I love you. God knows I do. But I'm not letting nobody take me to hell or mess me up with my words.
Amen.
You got to master your mouth.
Help us, oh God.
Yeah.
Glory to God. And that tongue is a world of iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
It'll say things, just be saying it. And every, look at 7. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tame and hath been tame of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. My dog, I'm gonna get him something. I was talking to him this morning. I said, good morning, my darling. And you know, I say, look up. I just told him, look up. He looked up at me like that. See, he can be tamed.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. He's used to words. You know, the devil tried to hit him. I'm working against the maladies, the devil trying to get him at this age. But he started sneezing and doing with allergies. And I spoke, I put my hand on him. I said, you loosen, demon. You come out of his
yes.
body. In the name of Jesus. John, where do the dog be when we praying? He come lay right there where we praying.
Get that prayer, baby.
He getting that prayer on. Do you hear me? And I told him, I said, you get out of his body. I thought about that movie. Don't make me come to hell and root you up out of there. You better get out of there now because he is going to live the life that he's supposed to live as long as God said he can live it.
Yeah.
You know, and everything. Then he just go sit down. You know, but when mama go in the kitchen or at the table, he laying right there. When I get up to go in the, he follow me. I say, you don't have to follow me. I'm coming
there.
Back. But you know what? He follow me. He watches. That's how we need to be with God, following
yes.
God. And you know, he could be just as laid back. I ain't never seen a dog get laid back like that. We got his feet down there, his head down there. You can step all over him. He ain't going to move. But his eyes is watching everything.
Yes.
His eyes be just moving. None of his body, none of it is moving.
Right.
You can step over him and
right.
you know and everything, but his eyes is watching
right.
you to see what mama gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. And don't let John play grab me like that. That thing come up off of that flow. Woo! He ready. We need to be trained like that. That when God move and don't train that tongue, you're going to say what God said. Don't talk about how you feeling today.
All right now.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Speak to your bones. Speak to your body. Speak. Every organ and every tissue in my body is functioning. And because I believe the revelation that when God spoke, he's holding the stars in the sky. He's holding the moon and the sun. And he's holding up my insides. I say he's holding them up with that word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm speaking. And when I'm speaking, I'm seeing that word work inside of my body. I don't care how old I get. Glory to God. That word is working. And if you got to take medication every day, say that word every day.
Yeah.
Talk to him. Hallelujah. See, it ain't gonna happen just because you go to church.
Right.
It happens because you put it to work. You waiting on God. You begging God, waiting on God to do something. He waiting on you to put that word in you. And when you say, when you bind it, it's gonna be bound. When you loose it, he'll loose it. You don't do nothing, he ain't gonna do nothing. Because he didn't tell you what to do. Ah, Shabbatendere Bosata. It's working. It's working. Hallelujah. For every kind, okay, number eight. But the tongue can no man tame. No man, the word can, but the man can't. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Where we bless we God, even the Father, and there we curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Get in here, you pray. Oh, Lord, I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You're holy, you're worthy. And then you get mad with somebody. No.
Cuss them out.
Can't stand that. I told myself the other day, I said, I could be mad with this man. I ain't going to be mad with him. Because I'm going to get my money back.
Amen.
What you want? You rather be sitting there holding grudges against somebody, or you rather keep moving forward and getting what you need?
Yeah.
Some people holding grudges of men that didn't do right in their left. Let that thing go. Jesus, put it out to the trash. And let the garbage man come pick it up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There we bless we God the Father. And there we curse in men. You know, look at 10. Out of the same mouth proceeded continually blessings and curses. That will confuse your spirit.
Yes.
It will confuse your spirit. Now, when you're learning this, training for this, you'll say something. Then you think about it, say, oh, I canceled it. I canceled it. I shut it down. And you speak what you really want to come to pass.
All right.
Hallelujah. We're not going to have bitter water come, bitter words, and then, you know, it's going to confuse your spirit. So he says in 10, doeth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Uh-uh. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries?
Mm-mm.
Neither either a vine figs.
Mm-mm.
Vine is not going to, figs come off a tree,
right.
Not off a vine. You have a formula. You have a thing, the way things are supposed to be. You got to learn the formula, kingdom principles. You can't talk against God's word, hate folks, hold grudges, you know, and everything. And you're mad because you the one need to put the word in you, where it'll lead and guide you to do what you need to do.
That's right.
You know, I told this, what was it, last Sunday or Sunday before last, how we had a situation came up at our house and our insurance wasn't going to pay for it. So it was either we're going to spend a big amount of money or we're going to spend this little amount of money. But in spending this, well, it's big, still big money to me. But we didn't know the outcome because some things was outdated and I didn't want did. So we talked about it that night, back and forth, and got up that morning. The people came, and we still wasn't decided what to do. And me as a woman, I'm letting him handle it. But he didn't already talk to me, and he said, what are we going to do? So I went in the bathroom, and when I came out, the Lord said, go out there, because I wasn't going out there. I would leave it all on John. If it turned out wrong that quick, you did. I'm going to pull an Adam on him. You did it. But my husband prays. You know what I'm saying? And so the Lord told me, go out there. And we was talking about doing something else. And when he told me, John spoke to me and told me to do something. As I turned around to do it, the Lord gave me the plan.
Amen.
He gave both of us the plan right there in agreement. See, if you're not going to be in agreement, you're going to open the door for the devil.
Right.
We both got, because we both pray, we both stay in the word, and God brought that. And it, and just the way the Lord said it, with less money, we got just what we needed.
Amen.
This ain't going to happen. The spirit on the inside. And then it controlled the outside. I said, nope, we're not going to do that. This is what we're going to do. And John said, that's it. Go ahead and do that, you know. And everything. And it works on little bitty things just like it works on big things.
Right.
Y'all heard me tell about the earrings. I'm just, today nothing to, I like them. Okay? I like them.
Right.
Lost one to each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just looking. 2 weeks later, I said, God, you know where those earrings at? If they're anywhere in this house or in this car, I said, you're going to reveal it to me. I go in there to put the dryer on, and one of them sitting right down the dryer. The one I lost. Now, the angel might have came and sit it there. I don't care. I got it.
Yeah.
And then I said, God, now that you done this one, I need this one. And Sister Lakeisha and John was going somewhere together in the truck, and I got a phone call. We found your other earring. In the most unlikely place, wouldn't it? I was at the, y'all heard me tell that annex building, and I was doing some work in there, and I have a set of keys to that, just for that building. When I got ready to go, I couldn't find the keys anywhere. I said, well, maybe somebody, look, sneaked in here. Y'all know how you want to say somebody in the house. Y'all talking about somebody. I said, ain't nobody in here but me and you. So who the some, you know. And so, I mean, I couldn't get John on the phone. And I say, God, you know where those keys are. Y'all ever seen, we had some fans in here. It's got a round rubber thing at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
What you call it? A base, a round rubber base. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, look under that fan. And I'm like, look under the fan.
How did they get under
that? How in the world they gonna get under the fan? It took me 3 times after he said it, you know, because I'm trying to rationalize it in my mind. Come on, pick that fan up, and that was the keys. Sunday, my husband tell me all the time when he leave, when y'all have Sunday school, don't leave nothing on. I said, all right, I got it. And I had the burners off, but something kept taking me back in the kitchen. And you know how your stove would be making a little cracking sound sometimes? And I kept hearing that. I don't know why I turned the stove on, because I wasn't putting anything in it, but the stove was on. I say, Lord, I'm going to thank you.
Because
my dog in here, I don't want nothing to get messed up, and I'm going to thank you, because if my husband come back and find that stove on, it's going to be on. But it's what I have deposited in me. And this is what you're going to speak. This is how you're going to maneuver and navigate through things. Mm-hmm. It's not just for an emergency. It's for every day. And your mouth, you know, and I thank God all the time. I praise him in the morning. But you got to understand. Let me finish this here. So we said, can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Mm-hmm. No. Neither a vine figs. Mm-hmm. No. So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh at the same time. You can't do it. You will have to learn to control what comes out of your mouth and how, be skillful in how you use your words. Be skillful in how you use your words. Think about what you want to happen. Think about what you're going to say. Think about how you want it to happen. Don't just say whatever. You know, be specific. That's why I send out that word of wisdom. When you go to the God's warehouse is open, but you got to be specific in what you say. You know, one time I was doing a seminar for women and different things. I want a man. You want a snowman? You want a you better design what you want. Just anything can say, hey girl, no. You know that if you didn't order that, when the devil send his stuff, ain't no need you coming here, because I know I didn't order that. Hallelujah. I'm not desperate.
Amen.
So you take the time, and then back then, you know, I want him tall, dark, and handsome. Somebody, I want a bald head.
It don't matter no more. It don't matter. They can have half.
I say, Lord, I need somebody that I can live with and that can live with me, because I know I still have some stuff I'm working on, and that can live with me, that's going to take care of me, and that we can work together in the ministry. And then I said, and I like looking at him. It's gone on 30 years and I still like looking at him. So you better put that in there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So your words form your world, for good or for bad. You know, It forms your health. It directs your income. Glory to God. I said, when I have given, it is given unto me. We're going to talk this evening at 6 o'clock about the heaven's door. It's open. You ain't got a storehouse. Everything is open. You just got to know how to get it. You got to take serious why you here. See, people don't take it serious. You got to take godly things serious. If you don't take God serious enough to get in this word and to make yourself aligned with this word, he ain't going to take you serious enough. Amen. You're going to reap what you sow. In my clothes, I'm coming to that. And how you listen and do what he teach you to do. Because at the end of the day, it's what you do gonna count. Not what you think, what you know. You know it, but you're not doing it. It's some things I just realized I hadn't been doing as strong as I could, and I'm getting better with it. But what you do, how you follow instructions, and how it's going to determine how powerful your words are going to be when you speak them. And that's why you will have to die out to this life, like the Bible said, and be conformed, changed to God's way of doing things. Because see, when I speak, I took me out of the equation. I said, Lord, you know, I don't know how to do this here. You know, I got this shortage in my life. Can't nobody do something about that but you. Yeah. Now, you know, the woman had, what was that they had? Two fish and two loaves of bread and a fish, or however they had. How they gonna feed all them people with that? But Jesus wasn't looking at the shortage. He was looking at the power of God. He spoke over that thing. He ain't just putting that in there for us. Hallelujah. Going around to my way, ain't nobody want me. Ain't no one getting married. Shut up. Just shut up. Hallelujah. There's always somebody out there. If plan A don't work, God got a kicking plan B. And it's going to be better than plan A. Ah, glory to God. We need to have ourselves together. And that's why you will have to die out to your way of life, how you talk. Last scripture I'm going to is in Romans chapter 4. That tongue has got to be tamed by the word of God. You're going to have to master your words. You're going to have to know when you do, just like the Bible said, if somebody slap you on one cheek, turn the other. Somebody say, see, how many know you can set people up with words? They'll set you up so that Satan could take you outside of God's jurisdiction, and then he can get you. Look at verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee. He was made. See what I'm saying? He wasn't like that when God chose him. He was made. Hallelujah. You got to be made with this word. Let this word make you now. He said, I have made you, glory to God, a father of many nations. Now, he didn't even have a child. How are you going to be a father of many nations? But God was speaking, what they say, metaphorically as well, because he was not just talking about, well, his seed, son seed, became the father of many nations. Mm-hmm. But he was talking about, by you obeying me, you're going to create a lineage of faith people that's operating on your faith. The faith that made you the father of many nations. See, I'm not walking in a regular faith. Oh, I believe God, but we don't see no manifestations. But he said, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed. Everybody ain't gonna believe this, so don't tell everybody. Even God who quickeneth. The word that quickened means made alive. God gave him a living word. A living word. It quickened the dead things in your life. And he said, and call it continually those things which be not as though they were. You got to call it with your mouth. You got to call it. If God said it in the word, you can take them promises and make them come to pass. Make them wake up in your life. Hallelujah. I told myself one time, I refuse to just go from paycheck to paycheck. I refuse to live like that. When God had told me I could be the head, not the tail.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he began to bless supernaturally.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
He said, who against? He said, you got to call those things which be not as though they were. That is a spiritual law.
Yes.
Who against hope believed in hope. There was no outside hope. I'm believing for something right now. In the natural, I don't see no way it can come to pass. But I was like that with this building. I saw no way. And everybody spiritually I know was talking, and I ain't going to be able to do that. You know, people start leaving and everything, but God. Say, but God.
But God.
See, Abraham had to get to the point that he wasn't looking at the outside circumstances.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't care what y'all say. God done already made me this.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. He has given me this.
Yeah.
And I'm not stopping. I don't care what people say. I don't care what they do. He said, glory to God. This is spiritual. You got to do like he tell you to do.
Yes, yes.
Call them things that be not.
That's it.
And he said, when you call them who against all outside hope, believed in hope, Sarah's body had stopped producing what it needed to produce to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham was old.
That
he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken. You got to start with a spoken word of God. And you got to say what he said. So shall your thy seed be. And being not weak in faith.
Look at
you got to be in your faith. I don't care what it look like. I don't care. I do not care.
Don't care.
I'm going to say something. I spoke a word on you. I said, God, give a quick inside recovery.
Mm-hmm.
From the inside.
Yes.
And look, she's in church
today. Thank you,
Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory.
Loretta had a situation where the daughter stuck somewhere. We got together on that prayer line. And we spoke to that thing. I felt the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And God brought that child back home. Glory to God. Under impossible situations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The devil don't want you to get there. Where you can do this. Hayabasa. Hidabasish. You got to control and master your tongue on a daily basis so that when tragedy do hit, you can turn that thing around. Or if something have to happen, you can say, oh no, it ain't going to be this way. It's going to be this way. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to understand. We ain't talking about 30 years from now. Now we talking about happening now.
Yeah.
Being not weak in faith. You can't be weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Everything needed to make this come to pass in the natural was not working.
All right.
But God.
But God.
Woo! But God.
Hallelujah.
And he had, look at 20. He staggered not at
there
the promises
is.
Of God through unbelief,
well,
but was strong in faith,
giving
glory to God. I'm not waiting for it to happen. I'm praising you that it didn't already happen. It's done by faith. Glory to God. It's done by faith. It's already done. Well, I'm just waiting. You ain't got to beg. What you waiting for? God done already said you can do this stuff. All things are possible to him that believe it. Get a word. Get a seed from the word of God. Stand on it and change that thing. Or destroy what's trying to destroy you. You do it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being what? Fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. It came to pass because he became right in God's sight because he followed God's instructions and got the manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
Now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, so that we can read it and see that if we walk in the same faith that Abraham walked in, we can get the same results.
Thank